Africa is on Twitter.
You can tweet them at Africa Milani.
9,000 will be taking to the streets of Cape Town on Sunday for the 2021 edition of the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon. Joining me on the line is the race director, Rene Jordan. Rene, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
It's lovely that this marathon is taking place because I imagine a month ago, 6 weeks ago, you were probably on tenterhooks whether we'd actually be allowed to have as many runners on the streets of Cape Town, right?
Yeah, no, look, it was a stressful 6 months leading up to that. We presented COVID risk mitigation plans and worked on it for months and finally got the green light in late August. So, yeah, it was quite stressful, but we are just so thrilled to be having the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon, an in-person event, and I'm sure the runners are just as pleased because it will be the first major running event in 18 months since the pandemic had hit us.
It is, of course, Africa's premier race, without a doubt, and ordinarily will attract not only the best runners from South Africa and the African continent, but internationally. I imagine the reduced field of 9,000 today will have primarily South Africans running, right?
Yeah, so we have, well, yeah, just about 8,500 South Africans, but 50, split 50 from Western Cape, 38% from Gauteng. So it's quite a mix from South Africans coming to Cape Town. And then we have just less than 500 international participants, which is still amazing if you think about the restrictions on travel that we're having. But yeah, we're very pleased. We have 9,000 athletes in total for the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon on Sunday, and then 1,000 athletes for our trail event tomorrow.
And of course, in addition to all of that, there's the Peace Run, I think you're still calling it, that is happening virtually. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can participate in the three distances that you've set aside for that. Rene, who are the elite runners that we must be looking out for this weekend?
So we have South African Stephen Makoka. He's coming back to race some really strong Ethiopian and Kenyan runners. He set a record in 2018, so we're quite excited to see what he will do. I think from the international field, Amatu Baletu is quite a strong runner. He came second in 2019. And Kenya's Daniel Mututi. So those are the top three, what I would say would be look out for a win. And then South Africa's darling, Gerda Stein. She's going to be running her first standard marathon on South African soil. We're quite excited to see what she will do. And she's going to be up with the competition from Lucy Karimi, it's a Kenyan lady, and Ruth Schimmel, who's from Ethiopia. So they quite strong ladies. So we'll see what happens on Sunday. Maybe some new records will be set. So we're quite excited. It's a strong elite field, and there will be some good racing happening.
And the records being set is a strong possibility because it is a flat run primarily, which is what the runners have always wished for a marathon. And it is running past some of the most iconic parts of Cape Town. Now, no spectators obviously allowed in line with COVID-19 restrictions. Where can people watch it?
So we are broadcasting it live on SuperSport as well as SABC2. We're live streaming it on our website, capetownmarathon.com. And for those listeners who still have or have family participating, they can also download our app and track the athletes from the app. We have timing mats every 5 kilometres, and those updates are sent live to the app. So if you know a person running, you can physically track them, how they're doing in their race.
And it all starts at 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah, so the race is starting at 6:15. The broadcast is starting at 6 o'clock, so people can tune in from 6, watch the official start ceremony. And then we have groups going off until 6:50 with the staggered starts. But we're expecting the runners, the lead runners, in to come in about 8:25. I can't believe it's somebody running a marathon that fast. But yeah, so it's some exciting viewing that will be done.
I'll be glued to my television on Sunday morning. Rene Jordan, thank you very much. All the best to you and your team. Race director of the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon, being raced, of course, on Sunday morning.